Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to our Sunday Tafsir with Dr. Muzammil Siddiqui. Dr. Siddiqui, you can begin whenever you're ready.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salam ala sayyid al-mursaleen. نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. Inshallah, we'll have the discussion on some of the ayat from Surah Al-Baqarah. And we'll start from ayah number 148. And this is the 18th ruku', 18th section of Surah Al-Baqarah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولكل وجهة هو موليها فاستبقوا الخيرات أينما تكونوا يأتي بكم الله جميعا إن الله على كل شيء قدير ومن حيث خرجت فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام وإنه للحق من ربك وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَلِوَجْهِكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ لِئَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَيْكُمْ حُجَّةٌ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَاخْشَوْنِي وَلِأُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. Everyone has the direction towards which he turns himself. So compete in doing good deeds. Wherever you may be, Allah will bring you together. Indeed, Allah is powerful over everything. From wherever you set out, turn your face to the direction of the sacred mosque. That is indeed the truth from your Lord. And Allah is not unaware of what you do. From wherever you set out, turn your face to the direction of the sacred mosque. And wherever you be, turn your faces towards it, so that people may not have an argument against you, except for those among them who do wrong. So do not fear them, but fear me, so that I may complete my favors unto you and you may be guided. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand this message. He speaks the truth. So the discussion, you may recall, is the discussion about the change of Qibla. Prophet ﷺ came to Medina and he directed his followers, Sahaba, that when they pray, they face Jerusalem. When he was in Mecca, he was facing Jerusalem, but he would stand in such a way that Kaaba was in front of him and also Jerusalem was in front of him. Because Jerusalem is north of Mecca. But when he came to Medina, he could not combine the two. Because Jerusalem in the north and Mecca in the south. So he had to choose one of them. And the choice was Jerusalem, because there was no special direction about Mecca. So Rasulullah turned his face, and this was for 16 months or 17 months. But he was always seeking Allah's guidance to turn his face towards Mecca, towards Kaaba. And then the revelation came to him, telling him to turn the face towards Kaaba, towards the direction of the Masjid al-Haram, sacred mosque of Mecca. There were some people in Medina, especially from the Jewish community, they started creating some confusion in the minds of people, in the minds of Muslims. How come he's changing his Qibla now? Before you were praying toward Jerusalem, now you are turning. And what happened? Those who were the believers, they did not question. They accepted that because they were following the command of Allah. So in the previous section, we heard that سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَا وَاللَّهُ مَنْ قِبْلَتِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا. Some foolish people will say that what had made them to change their Qibla and turn their faces towards and turn away from the Qibla on which they were. That means turning away from Jerusalem, now turning towards Mecca. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, East and West all belong to Allah, and Allah guides whomsoever will to the right path. So now, in this section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you have your Qibla and other people have their Qibla. Jewish people, Christian people, they have their own direction for prayer. And you as a community, now your direction is towards Mecca. But the issue is not to get into this argument, who is right and who is wrong and what is this, all this. The real thing is, do the good things. وَلِكُلِّمْ وَجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا. Everyone has this direction towards which he turns. So people pray, and in their prayer, they have some direction. People of different faith have different direction. So let them have it, but you have to follow what the rules Allah has given to you. And not only that, the issue is not just turning your face to this direction or that direction. The issue is that follow the good things. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Do the good deeds. The good deeds, the deeds of righteousness, the deeds of charity, خَيْرَات also means charity, the deeds of charity, kindness, goodness, these are the most important things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا. Did not only say that do the khairat, do the good deeds, but he's saying compete, race to do the good things. So it's سَابِقُوا and اِسْتَبِقُوا. And you go ahead of other people in doing good deeds. So you are the people who are turning your face towards Kaaba, but it is important thing is that you continue doing good things and do not get involved into too much argument with one group or the other group. Aynama takunu ya'ti bikum Allahu jami'a. Wherever you are, Allah will bring you all together. Everybody will be gathering before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah knows the actions of all people, what they are doing. So wherever you are, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا, whether you are standing on the east side or the west left, at the west side, wherever you are, everybody will be gathered. The time will come when everybody will be gathered. The resurrection will take place and people will be gathered. Allah has power to do anything, everything. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. So emphasizing the point is, your focus should be on the maqsad, on the objective. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, still, you stick to your principle as well. And that is, wherever you are, wherever you go, turn your face to the direction of Masjid al-Haram. So understand that you are following the right thing and that is the truth. And keep that, keep on that. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. So wherever you are, howsoever you get out, your face, when you stand for prayer, should be towards the direction of Masjid al-Haram, the sacred mosque of Mecca. And this is the truth from your Lord. وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُ This is the truth from your Lord. And Allah is not unaware of what you do. Allah is seeing and watching everything. And Allah knows everything, whatever you are doing. So follow the truth. And then furthermore, repeated this point. Wherever you set out, you turn your face towards the direction of Masjid al-Haram. And wherever you are, you turn your face towards that direction. So whether you go out and travel, or you are at home, always try to turn your face to the Masjid al-Haram. So people should not see you. Sometimes your face is in this direction, sometimes to another direction, because then you'll say, you people don't know what you're doing. You keep on changing your qibla, your direction. So stick to your point. Do your best to turn your face towards the Masjid al-Haram in your prayers. لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَيْكُمْ حُجَّةِ So that people may not have any argument against you, because they will see you that you have, now you turn towards Mecca, and you are going to follow that. So you know your direction, and you are turning towards that direction. Allah has guided you, and follow that. So people will not keep on saying that, مَا وَاللَّهُ مَنْ خُبْلَةٍ وَالَّتِي كَانُونَ What is changing? Why they are changing? Maybe they are... So the Jewish community of Medina, they were saying, what happened? Why they turned from Jerusalem towards Mecca? And when the mushrikeen, the polytheists of Mecca, when they heard about that, they started saying, you see, that they turned away from our Qibla and now coming back. Maybe they will change their religion too. And they come back to to the religion of polytheists. So Allah said, let them not have this kind of argument. But there will be some people, some wrongdoers, they will continue to do that. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ Yes. People, when they see you are consistent in your action, they will not have an argument against you, but those wrongdoers, they will keep on doing that. So don't worry about them. فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِ Do not fear them. Do not say, but because so-and-so is saying that, so I'll do this, so-and-so is doing that, I'll do that. And you're afraid of their argument, afraid of their conspiracy, their plots, and all of these things. Allah says, fear me. وَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي خَشْيَة is humbleness. And understanding the reverence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understand the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody has that power except Allah. So you have reverence towards Allah, not the reverence of this or that group. فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي Fear them not, but fear me. And then Allah says, وَلِأُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ And so that I complete my favors upon you. So this was the beginning, turning the face towards Mecca. And then now it's complete, this community is now a different community, a new community. And the community is, it has its qibla, it has its direction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give more guidance is going to come until the favor of Allah is complete. وَلِهُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ And then you have that, the last ayah that came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah number 3, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ وَلِهُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ So that I complete my favor upon you. And then the ayah came in Surah Al-Ma'idah, that today I have completed your religion for you and fulfilled my favor upon you. أَتْمَمْتُ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ And here it says, وَلِأُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ That I will complete I shall complete my ni'mah upon you. That means I'll give you all the ni'mah. And the ni'mah here means the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is how to live your life, every aspect of your life, under the guidance of Allah. Hopefully, you will be guided. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, you'll be guided, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His majesty, in His glory, He said that, this is for you, and of course, it is up to you to follow, and you will follow. If you follow, then you will be guided. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ So, point that is mentioned here is that the direction is, yes, direction of towards Mecca, but then the real objective is direction to goodness. So your direction must remain always to goodness, doing good to all people, doing good in every situation. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ There are many words are used in the Quran for good deeds, as-salihat, khairat, and then you also have in the same thing in the acts of charity, sadaqat, and infaq fi sabilillah. So all of these are deeds of goodness and kindness and charity. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يَأْتِ بِكُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا Wherever you are, Allah will bring you. Allah will gather you. Allah has power to do everything. كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمَكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون Just as we have sent among you a messenger from among you, he recites to you our signs and purifies you and instructs you in scripture and wisdom and teaches you what you did not know. So remember me, I will remember you. Give thanks to me and be not ungrateful to me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this favor is going to be completed upon you just as Allah has sent a messenger among you. The messenger has come and this messenger is going to bring you the guidance. So Allah has sent a messenger among you. And in a similar way, now the message is going to come and the guidance is going to come. And this message is going to recite ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is receiving the ayat from Allah. Yatlu alaykum ayatina. Our ayat he is going to recite to you. So tilawatul ayat, recitation and reading the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the function of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet, peace be upon him. The Prophet would receive the revelation and he would then recite it to the people. Yatlu alaykum ayatina. And he was here mentioned that in different places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned here, but here says that reading the book, reading the message, and help them grow in goodness. Yuzakkikum. Zakah yasku has two meanings. Tahura wa nama. And from this also comes the word zakat. And zakat is that. So tazkiyah is to purify. Purify from sin. Purify from selfishness, from self-centeredness, from arrogance. That's the tazkiyah to nafs. Because human self sometimes becomes very egoistic, sometimes very arrogant. So tazkiyah is that. To make you humble, to make you clean, to cleansing inside. Tahara, that tazkiyah. The second part of tazkiyah is growth. So take out the bad and fill it with the good. Like you clean the land from all kind of weeds and dirt and stones and whatever, And then after that, fertilize and put the seed and let it grow. So tazkiya is that kind of thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Rasul is doing that. He will purify you and also make you grow in goodness and teach you book and wisdom. And book is the book of Allah. So he's reciting the ayat, but then not only just reciting, he's also teaching. The Prophet was not just a qari who would recite the ayah, but Prophet was a muallim, a teacher. And he would tell them what Allah wants to say and what Allah is saying to them and what guidance he's giving to them. And he's explaining. So that he explained to them what is revealed for them. To explain the book of Allah. And explain to the book of Allah by his words and by also by his action, a sunnah, the Prophet's practice. And then Allah says, يُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And hikmah is how to apply the word of Allah, how apply the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life, in different circumstances and situations. Hikmah is فِعْلُ مَا يَنْبَغِي كَمَا يَنْبَغِي. Hikmah is that whatever is you do, what is appropriate, the way it is appropriate. The right things to be done in the right manner, in the right way. And a person who has it is called Hakim, wise person. يُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. The Prophet to teach you how to understand the book and how to follow the book and how to interpret the message. Some people say hikmah is a sunnah. The Prophet's sunnah itself is a way of understanding the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. And teach you what you did not know. So that is, the people did not know this message of Allah. And Prophet is bringing them the message, explaining to them the wisdom. So there are a lot of things that are they did not know. And the book is teaching them. And it will continue teaching them. Because this is the book of Allah. And it's لا تنقضي أجائبه. Its wonders will never end. It will keep on teaching generation after generation until the end of the world. Every generation will read this book and understand it and be guided by it, understand it in their own circumstances, in their own situation, in their own context. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sent a message to the Prophet in the cave of Hira, he said, عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمُ. He taught the human beings what he did not know. And this guidance, there's no other way of knowing it except through revelation. This is not something that people can find out themselves. No, the coming of the Prophet is to give them a guidance they had no other way of knowing about the Day of Judgment, about Allah and His angels, and what is pleasing to Allah and what is displeasing to Allah. All of these things, they are to be known. How to know it? Know it through revelation, through the book of Allah, through the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, your human reason is there, and learning from experience is there, using your senses, five senses. So these are all sources of knowledge. But ultimate source of knowledge is that which comes through revelation. And all other sources of knowledge, all other means of learning, they can help us to understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so remember me and I shall remember you. And be thankful to me, thank me, and don't be ungrateful to me. So zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your mind. There are two meanings of zikr. One is that you keep in mind. Don't forget Allah. So that's the zikr. Don't forget Allah. You always remember Allah. You always have Allah in your mind, in your consciousness, in your awareness. And the second thing is, say about Allah, speak about Allah. Do the zikr of Allah. That means say praise of Allah. Repeat His praise. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. So do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So zikr by the tongue and zikr by the mind. And both of them are important. You cannot just simply stand and say, I'm meditating and not saying anything. No, your mind must be there, thinking must be there, but at the same time your tongue is repeating the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the zikr. And zikr is salat, our prayers. Zikr is the reading of the Quran. Quran itself is zikr. And zikr is also tasbihat. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. All of this is zikr. And when you do the zikr of Allah, Allah will do your zikr. You remember Allah, Allah will remember you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in one of the hadith of Qudsi, the Prophet said that أَنَا مَعَهُ مَتَ ذَكَرَنِي. I am with him, with the human being, when he remembers me, when he mentions my name, I am with him. So this ma'iyya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this being with Allah, is a great honor. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. The Prophet said in one of the hadiths, أَنَا عِنْدَ ذَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. Allah said, I am as my servant think of me. وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي. I am with him when he remembers me. And if he remembers me alone, I remember him. If he remembers me in his heart, I remember him in mine. And if he may remember me in a group of people, Fimala, I will remember him in a group that is better, the group of angels. I'll mention his name. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he blesses the person, receives the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person is closer to Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith that if he comes to me, if he comes to me with a handful length, I will come to him with I come even to him closer. So whatever stretch of distance he has, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it does more. If he comes to me walking, I will come to him running. This is a symbolic way to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming very close to the person when he makes the remembrance of Allah. So فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And be grateful to me and don't be ungrateful to me. Don't be ungrateful. Kufr is denial, and kufr is also being unthankful. So shukr and kufr. Belief is shukr. Iman is shukr. So be thankful to Allah. Be grateful to Allah. Appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not ignore him. Do not turn away from him. So this is the promise of Allah. Uzkuruni. That means this is the reward that will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah's messenger is the favor of Allah. And appreciate this favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanusta'inu bis sabri was salah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Or you who believe, seek help through patience and prayer. Indeed, Allah is with those who are patient. And say not of those who are killed in the way of Allah, they are dead. Nay, they are living, though you do not perceive. We shall test you with something of fear and hunger, some loss in goods, or lives, or the fruits of your toil. But give glad tidings to those who are patient, who say, when afflicted with calamity, to Allah we belong and to Him we are returning. They are those on whom descend blessings from their Lord and mercy, and they are those who are truly guided. So in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that now the Qibla has changed and you are now in the leading position as members of a universal ummah, and your mission is to present the message of Allah. So this is a challenge, and you may suffer because of that. That is, sometimes some people, they stand against you and they want to, they don't want you to stand and present the message and invite the humanity to the right path. So they may oppose you, they may harm you. So what you should do? Seek help with patience and prayer. Istainu bisabr as-salah. So sabr is going to help you through the mercy of Allah. Patience. And it is, sabr is not only patient like a sick person is called patient in English language. Sabr is not that way. It is not the patience of a sick person. It is the patience of a strong person. It is the steadfastness, firmness. So don't think that sabr is that being weak. Sabr is to be strong. Sabr is to steadfast and persevere and be firm on your principle. So do that. But at the same time, control yourself. Sabr is also control. You control yourself that you don't do bad things, you don't do wrong things, you don't do injustice to anybody. So it's time of sabr. Sabr becomes your way of living. Your life will be that way. And this is the motivation, this is the objective of your life. So it's time of sabr and salat. Actually, salat will help you to do the sabr. Your prayer will make you more patient. Istainu bisabr wa salah. Seek help through patience and through prayers. Inna Allah ma'as sabreen. Allah is with those who are patient. Now, some people say, Allah mentioned that you do seek help through patience and prayer, but say Allah is with those who are patient, does not say Allah is with those who pray, or does not say Allah is with those who pray and are patient. The reason is explained very nicely by some of the scholars. They say everybody knows when you pray you are with Allah, or Allah is with those who pray. But a lot of people don't know that patience also bring the ma'iyyah, the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions patience. So when you pray, yes, Allah is close to you. Allah is with you. But when you are steadfast, firm in your principles and willing to suffer for your principles and stand for that patiently, then Allah is also with you. Inna Allah ma'as-sabirin. Sabir is the person who does the sabr. And this is the quality of the righteous people, the believers. And those, وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَا. And do not say about those who die in the path of Allah, who are killed by the enemies, the people oppose them, and then some people get killed. Do not call them dead. They are not dead, they are living. Physically they are dead, but spiritually they are living. Morally they are living. So they have such good example because they struggled in the path of Allah and gave their life for that. But you don't realize that, but like illa tashurun, you don't realize that, don't see that. So people say that they are dead. But they are people who are testifying. They're putting a testimony of their faith. So they're becoming martyrs of their faith. Martyr is the one who gives the witness, testimony. And they are called shuhada. So they look like they are dead, but actually they are living. In the sight of Allah, they are living. Spiritually, they are living. وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. But you don't realize that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, test is going to come. So these are tests. And these tests will going to come sometime with fear, sometime with hunger, sometime with the loss of wealth and people, and the loss of your earnings, your investments, the fruit of your toil. Several kind of things are going to happen. And you have to be patient. Ubashir is sabri. In Allah ma'as sabrin. And Allah says, Ubashir is sabrin. Give the good news to those who are patient. Good news of what? Good news of Jannah. Good news of Allah is pleased with them. And Allah will bless them and reward them. So give the good news to those who are patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And whenever an affliction comes to them, whenever they are affected by a calamity, they say, we belong to Allah, and to Allah we are returning, and to Him we are returning. So musibah, calamity comes. And all kind of difficulties come. But the believers are those who do not lose themselves in the calamity. As-sabru in the sadamatil ula. The patience is when you are struck with the calamity. Then you stand firm and be patient. So these believers, they are those who, when they are struck with calamity, with difficulty, with problem, with some loss, they are firm. And they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The beautiful expression, this we say it again and again, whenever we hear the news of somebody, a dear person, a friend or a relative passed away, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And if you have any problem, say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The loss of anything, difficulties, calamities, waba, pandemic. In all situations, say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. Affirm your faith that we belong to Allah. We belong to Allah. Inna lillahi. And that is the reality. Yes, we do belong to Allah. He is our owner. He owns us. He is the one who created us. He is the one who made us. And we depend upon him. So we inna lillah. We belong to Allah. And we are all returning to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You know, when somebody dies and people say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, this is a very interesting way of saying it. Instead of saying that this person belonged to Allah and to him and he returned, we say we belong to Allah and we are returning. That means when you see somebody is dying, you realize that you also are vulnerable. You can have the same thing that can happen to you, to me. Everybody has to understand his own self, to remind ourselves. So we are going to be to Allah, and this person has gone to Allah, and everybody is going to return to Allah, because we are not permanent here. So this feeling gives you, make you firm, this make you patient, this make you strong when you have that. That ultimately we are going to back. Everybody is going to go back. So life is not permanent. It is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah controls everything. So الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. So the true believers are those, basabreen are those, when they are struck with musiba, with difficulty, with problem, they say, we belong to Allah and to Allah we are returning. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. And they are those upon whom are the blessings of their Lord. So they will receive the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat ala means blessings. Salat and salawat means prayers, but also when the word ala is used, as we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, that means blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulaika alayhim salawatun, that is upon them are the salawat, means upon them are the blessings of Allah. And a mercy of Allah. Allah's blessings and Allah's mercy. Of course, mercy is a part of the blessing of Allah. But sometimes a general word is used, and then after the particular word is used, to emphasize. So Allah has many blessings for them, and among the blessings is that He has rahmah for them. He will love them. He will care for them. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Upon them are blessings of Allah, and upon them the mercy of Allah, and they are the truly guided. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And they are, indeed, they are the guided people. The guided people turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are the ones who stand firm on their true principles, good principles. And this is sabr. And this sabr comes through salat. So human beings are, they panic. And they lose control over themselves. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. People in the time of difficulty, they cry. They shout, they make noise. Oh, why is this happening? What is this happening? And when something good comes to them, when they are rich, when they are well, they become exult in their wealth, in their health, in their prosperity. And they don't give to anybody. They don't help the poor and the needy. إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ, except those who pray. Then they become humble and they become thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us thankful and humble, at the same time also strong and firm on the message of, on the principle of truth and justice, and struggle for that, for ourselves as well as for others. This is the message of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us to understand this message and live by it. So, inshallah, we'll take some questions, but before that, Islamic Society of Orange County had a fundraising dinner last night, virtual. I mean, we did not have the real dinner, but because we could not hold the meetings, but we had a virtual program, and that was the fundraising for the masjid. Alhamdulillah, many people participated in that, and we raised about $79,000, which is almost half our goal. So we need your support. If you are not able to come to the program and contribute and make your donations, kindly consider donating to the Islamic Society of Orange County. So you can send your tax deductible donation to ISOC, Islamic Society of Orange County, and mail them to the society at 1 Al-Rahman Plaza, Garden Grove, or 9752 West 13th Street, Garden Grove, California 92844, especially in the month of Ramadan. Donations, charity, good deeds, sadaqat, and khairat, as we spoke, they always bring blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when they are done in the month of Ramadan, the blessings are multiplied. And those of you give your zakat, please calculate your zakat properly. We had a whole discussion on zakat. And if you have any questions, feel free to call us. So give your zakat. Zakat is obligatory. And it should be given. Many people try to give their zakat during the month of Ramadan in order to multiply their blessings. So if you give your zakat, you can do that also. And zakat, we use it for the poor and the needy. We don't use zakat for the operation of the masjid. Operation of the masjid, because masjid is used by rich and poor. So we are not using the zakat. Zakat is for the poor. So we have donations for that. Sadaqat, khairat, infaq fi sabilillah. And that is for the masjid. And that also brings the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that. Alladhina yunfiquna fi sabilillah. Those who spend in the path of Allah, the example is like one seed put in the ground and bring 700. Multiply. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. So we emphasize sadaqah. We emphasize khairat. Infaq fi sabilillah. And then also zakat. And especially in the month of Ramadan, there is another zakat that is fard, and that is called zakatul fitr. Zakatul fitr is farida, it's obligatory. Just like zakat is obligatory, zakatul mal, zakatul fitr is also obligatory. But zakatul fitr has a different rule. Zakatul fitr is the zakat for your fast. That in your fast, if you do anything, any mistake, any shortcoming, any negligence, zakatul fitr make it up for that. And then also it helps the poor. So it's tuhratun lis-sa'im wa tu'matun lil-faqir. It purifies the heart and the deed of the fasting person, and it also provides some food for the poor person. And the amount is, you can give food, but actually it's better to be given as cash. So the price of dates or wheat or barley or rice, about one sa' per person, and one sa' is about 3 kilo, the price of that. So we estimate, I mean, there could be various prices, we estimate about $10 per person. So $10 per person in the family. If you have enough to eat and to take care of yourself, and give this sadaqah, sadaqatul fitr, then you should do that on your behalf, on behalf of your children, your wife, your children, male and female, young and old, all of them, those who are your dependents. So give them, give zakat. The head of the household should give on behalf of himself, herself, and the dependents. So if you have six people in your family, $60. If you have four people, $40. $10 per person, and that is just to be given before the Eid prayers. But you can give it early. You can give it now, until the end of Ramadan. It should be given before the Eid prayer. And this will bring a lot of reward, a lot of blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, sadaqat, especially sadaqatul fitr, then zakatul mal, and then khairat and infaq fi sabilillah. These are all the acts of charity that are emphasized in Islam. And those who do that, they will receive the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us blessings and keep us on the right path. So I want to thank those who contributed generously last night in the fundraising program. But also I want to urge you, if you are not there, please do so and ask others to contribute, because masjid is unfortunately closed now, but it will not remain closed forever. Masjid has to be maintained, and inshallah we'll go back to our masjid. We pray there, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this problem, this epidemic from us and from all the humanity. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring our life to its normal, because we are longing to go back to the house of Allah and receive the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Masjid is sha'ir, min sha'irillah. It is from the symbol of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, and they have to be honored. May Allah bless you. We have a few minutes, inshallah. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. I don't see any questions at this time. So yes, thank you. Thank you everyone for joining yesterday. And let's keep the banquet spirit alive. Please do continue to donate, as Dr. Siddiqui reminded us. You can visit banquet.isocmasjid.org. If you were not able to join yesterday, program highlights and the full version of the banquet video will be available later today, posted on ISOC YouTube and Facebook. Our daily Ramadan campaign is called The Power of 2020. You can continue to support the tradition of donating $100 per person for each family member, and also consider making it a sadaqa jariyah on behalf of your loved ones. We are now at 123 donors for The Power of 2020. And with your generous donations this weekend, ISOC was once again able to offer 400 meals to families facing challenging times. This is a completely contactless drive-through service and is being appreciated by recipients. So do please continue to donate. And for many other donation options and to learn about upcoming programs and events, get familiar with our website. Please visit ramadan.isocmasjid.org. We wish you peace and good health. Take care of yourselves and your near and dear ones. Dr. Siddiqui, may we join you in a closing dua?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ah wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinabah. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم أغننا بحلالك عن حرامك وبطاعتك عن معصيتك وبفضلك عن من سواك اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل اسم والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم ارفع عنا البلاء والوباء اللهم ارفع عنا الوباء والبلاء اللهم احفظنا من كل داء والله remove this epidemic O Allah, remove this affliction from us. O Allah, save us from every disease, from every pain, from every harm. Keep us on the right path. O Allah, bless us and bless our families, bless our communities, and bless the humanity to do the good things, inshallah. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khalqih, Muhammad wa alihi wa ashabihi wa ajma'in, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.